Welcome to the Unexplained with You World.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our first official episode with the Unexplained with You World. I am your host, Yuman, and along with me are my two podcast pals. Let's do some introductions! First, right here, it is Elle.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here, our first official episode.
Woo-hoo. Elle, can you tell me a little bit about what you do for the Unexplained World?
Yes, I am the editor, and I have proclaimed myself executive producer. Thank you. Thank you very much. I claim that title. I'm doing it. It's mine.
She owns it.
And who just spoke is the Walt Man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first episode. I'm Walter. I am the director for social media.
Yeah, he's all fancy and stuff. I'm like, what? And like, what? And I'm like, wait, am I sitting like next to a model?
That's true. There you go.
I actually used to model, so.
Oh, watch out now.
In my dreams.
But you know what? I think I should call him Project Runway because, I mean, he's just straight up.
Right. We hype each other up here.
That's right. That's the way it should be. So, my podcast pals. This is our first episode. I'm really excited because of the episode that we decided to pick is The Sleepless Unrest. And you guys know why we picked this episode? Because we're Conjuring fans. Right, Waltman?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Elle, what do you feel? You feel you're a Conjuring fan like us?
I'm going to be fully honest. I have not even watched any of the Conjuring movies.
You're missing out.
Sorry.
Thank you, Waltman. You said it. I had to look.
I can't do it, guys. I'm too scared. I'm the biggest scaredy cat. You know, Walter, remember when we watched a movie and the Nun trailer went on and I literally screamed in the movie theater. I screamed.
Yes, she was traumatized.
It's just the trailer.
I always try to convince her to watch movies like that with me and she's like, no, I can't do this.
I can't do it.
It's just too scary.
It's true. But real life is scary enough.
True.
Elle, I know you're not a big fan of this. You've already shared that, but tell us what perspective you can bring to the table.
My humor, my sarcasm. I don't really know. You guys kind of just peer pressured me into doing this. I still love you guys, but I felt a lot of pressure.
Oh, we're the bullies now.
Apparently. You gotta be careful with this. All right,
it's all fair good. Enough. Right, I love you guys. That's why I agreed to do it. I was just gonna be behind the scenes, but if you think that I can add something to it, then I'm happy to help.
All right, so let's dive in, guys.
Let's go.
Sleepless Unrest. First episode, you can catch it on iTunes. So here's how it happened. We all know about the Conjuring stories and the home. I didn't really know how famous it was until this documentary came out. In 2019, Conjuring Home was sold to new owners. And these new owners, they opened up for paranormal investigation. So this home was built in 1736, nearly 300 years old. So about 285. Years old.
You're so good.
You know what? I had to rehearse that a couple times. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually the math one of the three of us. This home was built in Harrisville, Rhode Island, an old farmhouse. This home was made famous in 1971 by the Parent family.
Yes, actually, Ariel, I have something to add on to that.
Hey, you're always welcome to add on, Waltman.
Yes, the Parent family purchased the farm in 1971. It's a 200-acre property. Carolyn and Roger and their five daughters moved in. This is actually the home where they did the seances. So if you guys had seen the movie, you guys would understand. So basically, as soon as the family moved in, the girls would notice spirits all over the house, while Carolyn would notice that room went missing or moved in the kitchen, and a pile of dirt would be all over the floor.
After she just cleaned it?
Yeah, after she just cleaned it. It's like,
okay.
See, of the three of us, I am a believer. However, I'm a skeptic until I'm proven otherwise. I'm not saying that I'm discrediting what happened to the Parent family. However, I'm thinking, could it have been a kid pulling a trick on? You know, I'm trying to think logically.
So I actually believe in the paranormal and the supernatural because I'm a very clairvoyant person. Like, I see spirits. I sense energies. I don't know. I'm just that weird kid, you know, that everyone avoids. But not that's weird. My power, right?
I know, I love that about you, Walter.
Yeah?
You're cool, man.
Thank you so much.
I would be freaked out if I could see the spirits. I know that you've told me that some have been around me and I get scared, but I think it's a really cool gift that you have.
Thank you. It's kind of creepy though and freaky when you see things.
But I'm sure. I could only imagine.
All respect, brother.
But maybe we can do episodes where you can tell like what you see if we go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. All right. Corey and Jennifer Heinzen are the new owners, and they're the ones who purchased this new property. Now, what's interesting, immediately when they moved in, they started the same day. They started hearing things and feeling things. And first of all, I'm thinking, if you know this was a Conjuring home, why the heck would you buy this place?
But that's what I'm thinking. Like, why? Why would you do this?
I think it's for publicity, too, because as soon as you have the house, everyone could, like, okay, let's record here, you know, and they get money, right? Monetary return.
Oh, probably.
Absolutely. I think it might be that what you both just said.
But still, to live in that house and have it, like, drain your energy. And yeah.
And it's funny you brought that up, Elle, because they opened this home up for a two-week investigation. 2 weeks. Longer than people sometimes take a vacation.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, but that's, like, yeah. not a vacation, yeah. probably from what they say. So here's what happened. Vera and Kendall Welton are the ones who actually made the film. They're the ones who wanted to investigate. But they invited a few of their friends. Brian Murray and Rochelle Stratton are paranormal investigators. And they all know each other. I believe they know each other from, like, Ghost Hunters. And I thought there was another one. Also, John Huntington, who happens to be the property manager, they introduced him at the beginning. But he has a pretty interesting role. It's not a big role, but it's just, it's so...
Yeah, it was super significant.
Yeah, very significant. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that a little bit here. But these are the main people who are part of this documentary. Documentary jump starts right away. They show them all driving there. And they're all like, oh, they're introducing themselves to Corey and Jennifer. And I remember when they asked Jennifer, like, hey, why did you guys buy this house? And she's like, it just kind of called to me. And I'm like, well, what actually called to you? Because I wouldn't be answering that. That sucker go to voicemail.
What's up with you that it called to you?
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Especially the history of this place.
So Caroline studied the history of the home, and this is what she found out. The same family had lived there for 8 generations. Several children drowned in a nearby creek. So there's a creek, like, nearby, and several children died.
That explains a lot.
Yes, and one person was murdered. A few of them hung themselves.
Yeah, see...
That's sad.
It is sad. Thank you for that, Walt, man. That really adds on to what we saw later on and what possibly led to these events. So they do the tour, and Brian, he sees a book, and when he opens the book, this, like, old paper falls out of it. And he's like, now, again, is this staged? I don't know. This is where it gets kind of like, eh.
It's for the drama.
Yeah, see, and I remember you were kind of like, I don't know about this.
That was, like, for dramatic effect. I was like, what are the odds? But you know what? Creepy things happen in this house.
So. Absolutely. And I think he's reading this, like, chant or ritual on the paper, remember?
And then Vera's like, no, Vera, don't read that out loud.
And then you hear this, like, loud bang in the background. And
that's
they're like,
right. Yeah.
And they turn around, and then that's when they switch scenes. And so I kind of see where you're going with that, L. Is it staged? Was it just for show? We don't know.
It did work, though, because it did get me. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. In fact, I will own this. I could not watch this documentary by myself. I literally had to have my pets around. Elle was around. We might have not been in the same room at that moment. I needed her at least around, so I felt like, oh, God. Because there were some parts, right, Waltman?
Oh, yeah.
I remember you texting me, Walter, and you were like, I'm going to take a break because you got scared.
Yes, I was watching it by myself in the dark. I was like, okay, let's make this experience really awesome. And then I was like, okay, as soon as I started watching it, I was like, okay, I need a break.
Respect, I get it. I'm going to be honest, I just watched it once, and I was like, yeah, I'm good, that's enough.
See, I like that Elle at least watched
it. You guys had to convince me. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to be a part of this first episode, actually, because I was too scared to watch it, but here I am.
Respect.
And I'm going to go back to Waltman. When he said he watched it in the dark, I wish you guys could have seen my face. I looked at him like, what the
Walter hell? Does that, though. You're
I like
brave,
to do
man.
That, yes.
Yeah, I'm not brave like that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's not... I just think that's nuts, dude.
it's fun.
God.
Especially when you're, like, alone in the house.
No,
and then you're...
what? Dude. No. Oh, my God. No. Okay. Thank you, Walt, man. I'm just, like, blown away by this. Okay. So, they go into this old earthing room. And it was weird because, right, it's an old farmhouse built in the 1700s. But on the ground, there was, like, this pentagram made of salt. I don't know. It was hard to tell. It was, like, flour, salt, sugar.
They said that was from another group that was visiting the home.
So they drew something on the
floor? Yeah, I think that was before the new owners came. And then Rochelle, she was like, oh, let's not have this here. And she like,
Vera, they like wiped it away.
Yeah, they wiped it away. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that whole thing was weird though. Because a birth room, again, that's a lot of energy. You know, you have new life coming into the world in that room.
And what's the pentagram actually? Is it like the symbol of demon or something?
Like Satanism, right?
I think it does have a lot of negative connotations. I don't know much about it, but I know that in all the witchcraft movies, they usually have it.
Well, how about this? For any of our listeners, reach out to us on our social media and let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Let us know.
Especially if you guys know more about that than us, by all means, share. Share your info on our social media. The Unexplained, you wrote.
Yeah.
Sorry.
On IG and TikTok.
What? Yeah. They decide on who's going to sleep where. And then Kendall, Vera, they have their own bedroom. And Brian and Rochelle have theirs. Now, Brian and Rochelle sleep in twin beds. They're not a couple, right? They're just friends. They sleep in their own room. But there's like a small space in between the beds. And one of the nights, Vera has a dream. Which this is, again, bizarre. Is it coincidence? I don't know. But she has a dream of an old woman coming to her, yelling at her, saying, no more Sam.
I wonder if that lady is Bathsheba Sherman. She used to own the house. She used to be the mistress of the house.
Oh.
And during the parent family's stay in the house, she resented Carolyn's presence because she just wanted to be the mistress of the house.
She wanted to be like the only lady of the house?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
And speaking of Bathsheba, she was actually involved in a baby's death under her care.
No. Wait.
Yes.
Oh, dude, shoot. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I have chills. I have goosebumps.
And a lot of people around her, there were gossip that they called her a witch, conjuring with the demons and bad
is
spirits.
Is that what they call it? The Conjuring? Wait, is that? I don't know. Is that why she, it's because of her?
Yeah, rumor has it that she was. Yes.
Okay. Blowing my mind right now.
Yeah. This is good info, bud.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some of this I did not know.
Well, Walter is the history major.
I'm the professor.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
Wow, I like how you own that, and you gave her a look like, yeah, you should.
I know, right?
Hello.
Dang.
I'm being sassy.
I love it. I love that you said sassy.
I'm never sassy. I'm like the weird kid.
Whatever. You know, he is sassy. I've known him long enough. He's sassy.
She has known him long enough. I haven't seen his sassy side too much.
Yeah.
So let's move along. So they do the tour, and they're doing the investigation. They set up 14 cameras throughout the whole house.
Things were already moving already? On their own. Mm-hmm. Doors were shutting.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the skeptic of the group, but I believe once I'm shown.
I think I'm the same way. I am very logical, but when I see things like that, I'm just like, oh, that's real.
Yeah, yeah, right? I mean,
that's the spirits. They're angry.
What the heck?
I totally believe that.
So, definitely, I'm with you on that. But another crazy scene is when they're going down in the basement and then they have those dried snakes in the wall. I'm like, what? Who does that? And then Vera gets creeped out.
Dried snake skin?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if it's snake skin. It looked like it's literally the full snake. Because if it was a snake skin, I think it might have become brittle and literally fell apart. It looked like snakes that were dried up and just put there. So they're a little bit thicker, right? So it won't fall apart so easily.
Well, isn't it like a snake, like a symbol for like demons as well?
Yeah.
What is happening in this house?
I don't know. And then Brian gets like freaked out because he's the one that started going first. He's like, whoa, I thought I saw something. And he's like, what the heck? And then it's when the snakes and Vera starts freaking out. That basement, I'm sorry. That's where in the movie, all the crazy stuff really happened in that 2013 film. That stars actually Ron Livingston, one of my favorite actors from Office Space. Ron Livingston, give it up. I just had to, I love him in Office Space. He's cool. So moving along, John Huntington has a significant part in this documentary. I know he didn't have a big part, but what really caught me is when he has spirits guide him. He has an EVP detector that can capture voices, and he's asking the spirit how he can find this old foundation and cemetery. And what this part, again, really creeped me out and freaked me out because he's asking, which way do I go? And you can hear a voice. Here's the thing. It's not always the same voice. It's sometimes a male voice, sometimes a female voice. Saying left, straight, right. And I'm just like, am I really hearing this?
I remember that part. They think that this property was on the battleground of the Prince Philip War. And so that's why they were trying to find this cemetery, because soldiers were buried there, the old foundation of the house. Well, nobody knew where this cemetery was because it's in the middle of like the forest. There's no clear path to it. So the fact that he found this and the spirits through this box that were directing him led him to it, that's pretty amazing.
I agree. Yeah. And what I like at the end, where he thanks all the spirits and the energies around him who guided him to find it, because he was so amazed that he found it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing he did that, because they could have led him like off a cliff.
Oh my god! Can you imagine? Kind of like the episode in The Office where it tells him to turn left and he ends up in the water. Do you remember?
Oh, The Office, yeah, with Dwight and Michael.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Then he's up with the GPS. Told him to turn. Remember the GPS?
Yes.
The GPS told me.
I thought you were still talking about Office Space. No, my bad. Because you were talking about the actor. Yeah. My bad. I got confused.
But anyways, fast forward a little bit. So in the next segment, they're actually conducting a seance, and in front of them, there's a few candles, and then obviously there's an EVP trying to pick up some voice phenomena. And Kendall asks, if anyone's in here with us, what is this in front of me? And I could swear that I heard Kendall, and it looks like he did too, because he asks, like, again, wait, what is this in front of me? And then that's when you hear something in the background.
That's right. That's the part that freaked me out, guys. My head started to tingle a little bit, because at the exact moment, there was a sound, and then there was something at the door, because they're in a dining room. And in the corner, there's a door with windows. And you can see when the sound came on, there was a flash or some kind of like entity that can be seen in the door. They have it on video. That's the part that freaked me out.
That part, I'm going to go back to what we said originally. I'm wondering, was that staged? And Elle is probably going to be like, no, you can see something. I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of like the loud bang in the background.
They all reacted. They all jumped up. I personally don't think it was planned. They seemed very surprised. And plus, like, I had the reaction in my crown chakra, guys. Come on, that's legit.
That's your built-in intuition.
Yeah. Gifted, too.
Wow.
She really is gifted. All right. So after that, they decide to go out into the forest, woods, and they set up cameras because they want to see if they hear any kind of phenomena out there.
Well, didn't the owner say that he's seeing lights in the trees? And it's unexplained because they don't know where it's coming from. They're in the middle of nowhere. There's no roads or cities anywhere near.
And they actually catch the lights, which is interesting. They did. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I don't want to say it was like Morse code, but my guess, it was strange, right, Waltman?
It was kind of like they're sending message.
Yeah. With lights. And I remember they're like, oh my God, there it is. And they're all over the place. Then they start hearing like tree knocks. So the tree knock, pretty much, they were giving an example of like if you pick up a branch and you hit it against the tree, because they picked one up and they start hitting it, but it was in an area where no one was out there. Like Al just said, it's in the middle of nowhere. So how do you explain this? And pretty much that's how the last segment ends, because they do have later on, they show some other stuff, which I want to get into that in just a minute, but I want to talk about our whoa moments and our no moments.
This is our first episode. You go first.
Oh, man. So my first whoa moment for me was a tree knock. I found that really interesting, very bizarre, very crazy.
Can you explain that to me a little bit? I didn't really understand the tree knocking part. Like, how did they know to knock on the trees?
I think they're trying to, like, communicate with a spirit in
the
forest.
So they just picked up a branch and then they just
knocked
on
the
tree?
Yeah, and they're like,
if I remember correctly, Waltman, they heard something hitting on the tree. Kendall or Brian, I can't recall, pick up a branch and then they hit the tree. And you could hear a knock. So they're like, okay, can you do that for us? They start asking. And in the distance, you would hear the tree knock.
Oh, okay. So they wanted to recreate it?
They wanted to recreate
it.
And then they found the communication with it. Because it was multiple times where they would hit the tree and you could hear the tree knock somewhere else. And then they followed it.
Right.
They would hear it.
Okay.
That's one of my whoa moments. Also, the music box. The one that they placed in between the beds. I didn't get into this one because I wanted to save it for my whoa moment. So, Brian and Rochelle, they got woken up. In fact, Rochelle said she felt like someone bumped into her bed. So, they decided to put a music box. Now, let me explain. This is not the music box that we all grew up
with. The ballerina.
With the little ballerina.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No. This is an actual technological music box that picks up presence of motion that gets very close. So, they put it in between the bed. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, you hear that music box go off. Rochelle sits up, like she gets freaked out because you know something just walked past that.
Right. And it has to be in close proximity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the camera was on. So it's not like Brian got up to use the restroom.
Right.
Mm-mm. Or you didn't see like a rat run by or a mouse. So that's what tripped me out. My last one, towards the end of the episode, is the attic motion detector. That woke up everyone. Remember, that was in the middle of the night. And not only did it just go off, it stood on for a couple minutes. And that was the last part of the segment before they concluded and they started cleaning up. I think that one really got me. It seemed like whatever was there, again, there was a camera in front of this, literally was standing there like trying to get their attention, like, yeah, I'm here. And what? And I'm like, whoa. So those were my whoa moments.
Okay, so my whoa moment is when the owners and the investigators were sitting down at the large table in the dining room and they were doing the seance. The sound coincides with whatever flashed in the door, whatever I'm going to call it an entity. And they caught it on camera. That's the part that kind of blew my mind, freaked me out. That's my whoa moment.
Waltman, do you have a whoa moment you want to talk about?
It's just very short. Overall, I think of the show as awesome because it kind of reminds me of the Blair Witch Project and Paranormal Activity, two of my, you know, favorite horror movies. So, yeah, it gave me that vibe. That
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because of the way it was filmed. I can see that. So, overall, just in general, the whoa moment was the documentary.
Yes, the documentary. I like the cinematography, the soundtrack, the music. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
All perfect. Right.
Now, I have a couple of no moments I want to share with you. Believe it or not, I think I'm looking at Elle when I say this one. The seance was my no moment.
Well, see, I didn't like so much the seance part. I liked that they captured the evidence and it was on film. So I think that like backs up that there was something in the house.
Let me tell you why I say it's my no moment. Because it was great at the first part. Mm-hmm. Where I could swear I heard candle. And he was like...
See, I didn't hear candle.
Well, at that point I was like, oh, this is really cool. But then that whole loud shenanigans going on, and that's where it threw me. I was like, you know what? I don't know. Maybe it was staged. My other no moment, I didn't even bring this up because I thought it was so boring, was the barn. Remember, it was simultaneously during the time where the three gentlemen were out there setting up the cameras out in the woods. The two, Rochelle and Vera, went into the barn.
To investigate.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so boring.
Yeah, they didn't find anything.
Yeah, why did they even air that?
That was useless.
It really was. Yeah. You should have saved the time and put something else that probably had better content. And those are my no moments. Any no moments from either of you?
I do have one. And since I like the history, I'm just so disappointed because they didn't really bring up the history of the house. It would have been like interesting if they mentioned something about the dark history of the house.
I learned more from you than I did from the documentary.
Exactly. That's my point.
That is so true. Elle, do you have a no moment you want to share with us?
Yes. My no moment is when Brian and Rochelle were taking selfies. So Brian was taking selfies of himself and Rochelle was in the background. And he was just rapidly taking them, just pushing the button quickly. They said that in one of the photos that Rochelle's face kind of changed, that she kind of looked demonic or possessed. I didn't think that was true. I just think that since he was taking them rapidly, it kind of blurred or like maybe the lighting was bad. I don't think that was true that she, like something came to her that was evil. I think there's a logical reason for that. So that's my no moment.
Yeah. Good point, though. Yeah, I've never really thought of that.
Like maybe she moved and it just blurred. Mm-hmm. That's what I think happened.
So let's move along. Spoiler alert. 3-week update. We find out that each member brought home something from the house. But you need to watch the episode to find out.
Yeah, we won't ruin it for you.
No. Let's get into ratings of the overall episode. Who wants to go first?
You.
Me?
Is it you?
The host man. Go first.
Okay. At a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being totally explained, boring, nothing, you know, weird about it. 5 being like, what the? I gave this a 4. I gave it a 4 for me. It has to do with my whoa moments. The tree knock, the music box, the attic, motion detector. I mean, I can go on a few more. The whole basin in general. So that's why I gave it a 4 overall. L. You want to go next?
Yes. I give it a 3.5. I give it a 3.5 mostly because of the cemetery scene. That really sold me. So I think that was solid evidence. That's my rating.
Oh, okay. I feel so special on the last one. I would give it a 3.
Ooh, American Idol over here.
Actually, The Voice.
Wow, okay.
Okay, I gave it a 3 because it just totally left me hanging. And I felt like it's all suspense and no delivery. That's all. Thank you.
Wow, that's good.
Hey, and he did a mic drop. I wish I would let you drop the mic, but we don't want
to. Don't do that to the mic. They're expensive.
Well, I can call the spirits for us.
To mic drop?
To do some poltergeist or something.
Why? On us?
Yes.
No, Walter, please.
What the heck? That's messed up, man.
Yeah.
We're your teammates, fool.
Oh. A bunch of scaredy cats.
That's just me.
Take me home, please.
So I'll call an Uber for Walter.
As you all can hear, they are crazy. I'm the sane one of the bunch. I just want to point that out.
False.
Thank you, Mr. Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I want to give a shout out to both of my podcast pals. Thank you very much for joining me on our first episode. I really am excited. But I want everyone, my podcast pals, our listeners, I want everyone to remember your life starts and ends with you. Until next time, on behalf of my podcast pals, Waltman and L, I'm Yuman. That's a wrap.